Picture a country where farmers leave money boxes unattended at roadside stands, parents park babies outside cafes while sipping coffee inside, and lost wallets return with cash intact. Sounds like fiction? Welcome to Denmark, a nation that has topped happiness rankings since 1973, despite brutal winters, sky-high taxes reaching 56%, and more pigs than people. When Malene Rydahl left Denmark at 18, she thought she was escaping a small, unremarkable place. Years later, living in France, she realized she'd left behind something extraordinary, a society that had cracked the code on collective well-being. World leaders from David Cameron to Nicolas Sarkozy have studied Denmark's model, searching for lessons beyond GDP and economic growth. What makes this cold, heavily taxed nation consistently happier than tropical paradises or wealthy metropolises? The answer challenges everything we think we know about the good life. Denmark operates on radical trust. 78% of Danes trust those around them, triple the global average. This isn't naive optimism, it's functional social infrastructure. Copenhageners leave expensive coats in unattended checkrooms. A Reader's Digest experiment found 100% of wallets returned in Aalborg. Danish parents routinely leave sleeping babies in strollers outside restaurants while dining inside, confident in community watchfulness. This trust creates tangible advantages. Business deals require fewer contracts, reducing costs and accelerating transactions. The welfare state functions because citizens trust their tax money will be used properly. Denmark consistently ranks as having the world's lowest corruption rate. Trust extends to institutions. 84% of Danes express confidence in government, police, and civil services. This earned credibility comes from transparent systems and accountability. Trust is the invisible infrastructure upon which everything else is built. Why you can leave your bike unlocked, your door open, your wallet on a cafe table. Without this foundation, the Danish model collapses. With it, an entirely different way of living becomes possible. Danish schools prioritize developing complete human beings over academic performers. Education is free at all levels, with students receiving monthly grants regardless of family income. Classrooms emphasize independence and critical thinking. Children experiment, form viewpoints, and learn through active participation, an approach aligned with cognitive science, showing brains learn better through experience. Denmark offers unique institutions like efterskole, residential schools for ages 14 to 18, where 15% of teenagers develop independence and explore interests beyond academics. Similarly, Folk High Schools, focus on instilling the desire to learn without competition or diplomas. University remains free with monthly grants of 5,900 krona or $890. While Danish students may not outperform Chinese counterparts on standardized tests, the system prioritizes well-being over elite performance. The acknowledged weakness? Potentially underdeveloping the most gifted 5%. The crucial difference? Danish education creates independent, curious citizens who think for themselves and find fulfillment beyond material success. Unlike systems viewing education as economic preparation, Denmark treats it as cultivation of human potential, preparing students for lives of meaning, not just jobs. Danish children develop independence remarkably early. Nearly 70% of teenagers between 13 and 17 work outside school, rising above 80% after 17. Unlike other countries where students work for tuition, Danish youth work mainly to gain independence from parental financial control, regardless of family wealth. Almost 70% leave home at 18, compared to over 80% of young adults still living with parents in Spain and Italy. Financial autonomy starts even earlier. Many Danish children have their own bank accounts from a young age. Rydahl shares how at 11, she independently opened a bank account and bought shares in Bang & Olufsen. This autonomy breeds boldness. She secured her first job by repeatedly calling a company executive until granted an interview. This cultural value runs deep, exemplified by Christiania, Copenhagen's autonomous district founded in 1971 as a free town with its own rules. Even Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tales center on freedom to become who you truly are. Yet independence carries weight. Relatively high suicide rates in Scandinavian countries suggest the burden accompanying such autonomy. Still, Danes believe setting children free to develop their own personalities leads to adult fulfillment. This balance creates adults who are self-sufficient yet connected, capable of independent choices while understanding their place in the larger social fabric. Freedom without responsibility becomes chaos. Responsibility without freedom becomes oppression. Denmark walks this tightrope with remarkable success. Ironically, the American dream of social mobility thrives more in Denmark than in America. OECD studies show it's significantly easier to climb the social ladder in Scandinavian countries thanks to redistributive taxes and universal education access. Private schools receive 87% government funding with modest parental contributions of 150 to 200 euros monthly. While this creates financial equality, Rydell notes it cannot eliminate all obstacles. A scholarship friend from a challenging home eventually dropped out despite free access. Denmark isn't ideal for getting rich. Only 60,000 Danes out of 5.6 million earned over $151,000 in 2011, yet social mobility thrives. A successful lawyer from working-class origins told Rydell that 60% of partners at his prestigious firm came from middle-class backgrounds, with only 20% from privileged families, unimaginable where elite professions remain family dynasties. Danish social mobility transcends wealth. It's about freedom to forge your own path. Karen Blixen left wealth behind to farm in Kenya. A former executive happily became a taxi driver. Both embody the Danish belief that no matter where you start out in life, all paths are possible. Perhaps the truest form of the American dream, ironically realized in a democratic socialist society. Danes embrace with moderation and good enough, reflecting realistic expectations central to their happiness. By not expecting to be the best, they find greater satisfaction and heightened joy when success arrives. Denmark's history shaped this mindset. After being a European power in the 11th century, Denmark endured four centuries of defeats and territorial losses. This taught Danes not to expect greatness, making them more satisfied with the status quo. June 1992 exemplified this perfectly. Denmark's football team unexpectedly won the European Championship after being called up last minute to replace Yugoslavia. No one dared dream of winning, yet they triumphed, showcasing masterful expectation management. A 2006 British Medical Journal paper found over 66% of Danes claiming to be very satisfied, compared to Europe's 50% average, attributing their low expectations as a primary reason. Being realistic doesn't mean abandoning dreams. Harvard professor Tal Ben-Shahar explains that true realism means accepting life's obstacles while pursuing meaningful goals. This realistic idealism helps people persist through hardship. Denmark's modest expectations lead to less disappointment and more happiness, a lesson for anyone trapped in the exhausting pursuit of perfection. Denmark's lessons aren't about copying a system. They're about questioning assumptions. What if happiness came not from getting more, but from expecting less? Not from individual achievement, but from collective trust? Not from competition, but from cooperation? The Danish model proves that high taxes don't equal misery, modest expectations don't equal mediocrity, and prioritizing family over ambition doesn't equal failure. Denmark offers trust, education for life rather than work, independence balanced with solidarity, and freedom from comparison. These aren't policies you can legislate. They're values you choose, one decision at a time. Start small, trust more, lower expectations of perfection, and raise appreciation of enough. Prioritize time over money, connection over achievement, being over having. The Danish secret isn't a secret. It's a choice available to anyone willing to question what we've been taught about success. True happiness isn't found in getting everything you want. It's found in wanting what you already have, trusting those around you, and building a life of meaning rather than metrics.